Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Lauren Boebert. We talk about Colorado. We talk about forest fires. We talk about a lot of different things. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, start a high school or college chapter today. And if you're a parent out there and you want to see your child get excited about America again, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Lauren Boebert is here. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by my friends, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172 or andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. With us is an amazing member of Congress from Colorado, Lauren Boebert. How are you?
I'm doing great, Charlie. This is spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do. You know, I hear all the time, what are Republicans doing? We don't have control. Sorry, I don't want to just jump in and take over your narrative here.
No, I love it. I love listening.
So we don't have the control of the floor schedule. Nancy Pelosi controls that. So we can't pass our legislation. We can only sign on to Democrat bills. So I hear, what are Republicans doing to stop all the stuff that's going on? Charlie, you're doing it. This is what we're doing. We are getting the youth, the younger generations involved and engaged, and so much more. There is so much diversity here right now. 10,000 people here to proclaim their love for America and say they will do whatever it takes to defend freedom. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you're a big part of that. A lot of people are excited to hear from you. We always do these almost always do these interviews before speakers take the stage. So it's really fun for our audience to know that. And you're a fan favorite. You spoke at our Women's Summit.
Yes.
And people were really excited about that. So where do I start? That was a nice Christmas photo your family took.
Yes. You know, it's funny. Those are just 22s. And
you could barely kill a rabbit with a 22.
But the little 22s.
Maybe I'm misremembering the picture. They looked a little bit. An AR-15 or something. Maybe
yes, an AR-15 style, yes. But no, those are 22s. And it's amazing, but it's just easy for them to handle and to get them shooting accurately, you know, not a lot of kick.
Yeah,
and
22 is
it's 22. Whatever.
A car is much more dangerous than a 22.
Yes, the congresswoman has military assault rifles with her children.
And so that was kind of off of the Thomas Massey thing, right?
Right, yeah. Yes. Actually, he and I were in the cloakroom you know, going off about, you know, how they were so outraged over his photo. And I said, actually, I have one of those too. I got your 6, Massey.
That's so funny. Look, there's so much going on in D.C. It must be so frustrating. Did they censure you or did they want to over that whole thing, the Ilhan Omar thing? I can't keep up with this.
Right,
that's how
right.
little I care.
Right. I don't think the Democrats want to spend a week of the House's time talking about Lauren Boebert. And really, because we know we're going to talk about all the things that they've done, all the anti-Semitic rhetoric from Ilhan Omar and the squad, the anti-American rhetoric, the police bashing, all of this stuff. And they don't want a week of that. So, no, there was no censure. I still have my committee assignments. I'm hoping to get more committee assignments. And so, you know, things are still rolling along. We did vote on the Islamophobia bill.
What was that?
So actually, one of the authors of the bill is Ilhan Omar, and she wants to create a new department in the State Department to monitor Islamophobia. She didn't define what Islamophobia
is. Yeah, what is Islamophobia?
She didn't define it. And, you know, perhaps I would have been more of a lean yes if she would have, like, went in to define it. Maybe if we could say Islamophobia is not condemning someone from marrying their brother to commit immigration fraud to come into our country. You know, it could have been a lean yes if we would have had that definition in there, but it wasn't there. So,
yeah, I mean, I have no tolerance for people that were saved by the generosity of the West and then hate our country.
Right.
I think Ilhan Omar is one of the most reprehensible, despicable people ever to serve in the U.S. Congress. That says something.
It is.
We've had some scumbags in the U.S. Congress over the last couple hundred years. But there's just something so profoundly gross where you weren't born here. Mm-hmm. You were rescued by the value system of the West.
Yes.
Right? Mogadishu is not really known for its, you know, refugee resettlement program.
Right.
Right? It's not exactly a Somali value. I don't know what is. And then she comes here and gets resettled. Mm-hmm. And now she tells us how racist we are.
Yes.
How awful we are. How bigoted we are. Mm-hmm. How terrible we are. And yeah, I think Trump was exactly right when he said, go back to where you came from, obviously.
Yes.
Like, yeah, if you don't love it, leave it.
Exactly. She is living the American dream and despises every aspect of it, except for where it's benefited herself.
And she's nasty in every single way. And so I'm glad you've criticized her in more ways than one. We get criticized when we criticize Ilhan Omar. But I do say, even with like some of the like left-wing people in my life, they don't like her very much either. Mm-hmm. She caters to a very, very radical fringe.
Very radical, yes.
Her and Rashida Tlaib mm-hmm. and Cori Bush and all those other. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. So we just talked to Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I'm going to try to talk about things we haven't talked about.
Sure.
So the best way that I could figure that is what's on your mind? What are you talking about the most? And then we can kind of navigate from there.
There's a lot that's going on, but I want to get focused on the future. And I want to make sure that we don't just take back the House, but we take back the House with conservatives. Mm-hmm. What kind of majority are we going to have? And so, you know, bringing up Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is exactly in line with that. What kind of people are we going to elect to Congress? Are we going to elect more people who have their political science degree and are lawyers and career politicians and have waited their turn and, you know, have been tapped by the establishment? Are we going to elect the go-getters who say, no, I'm principled. I'm not perfect. I'm principled. And I'm here to put people first, put people ahead of me mm-hmm. and secure the freedoms that we all love so much. And so, I mean, that's definitely top of the ticket. But then I'm just undoing all of the mess that we've seen from the Biden regime. I mean, there's so much to do there.
Yeah. So let's say you take back the House, which I think we mm-hmm. will. How's it looking in Colorado?
Colorado, you know, we picked up a new seat. And so I do believe that that's going to be a toss up seat and Republicans have an advantage. It's a D2. But with Democrat policies right now, Republicans have an advantage with that. And also, Congressman Ed Perlmutter's seat is kind of in jeopardy right now. He's a Democrat and a Republican may take that. I'm in a pretty good district. I have some rhinos coming after me. But hey, I'm a professional political rhino hunter, so I'll be fine.
So you have some people primarying you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What's the tilt of your district?
So we are very conservative, agriculture, farming, energy, and forest management is something that I've been pushing heavily, especially with climate change being at the top of every conversation. And look, Charlie, climate change is absolutely real. It happens 4 times every year. In Colorado, sometimes 4 times in one day.
I was going to say.
He's like, wait a second, in the interview right now.
No, I mean, it's true. I've been in Denver where it's been like snowing in the morning and mm-hmm. then it's like 71 degrees the next morning.
Yes,
just,
yes.
Yeah, I've seen
well,
that.
Well, if we're going to actually go after that narrative and do something, that, you know, they want to push electric vehicles, well, carbon emissions is the top of your list. So let's manage our forests. Let's get rid of the 6 billion standing dead trees in the West and actually manage our forests, because the wildfires.
What's preventing that?
Frivolous lawsuits by extreme radical environmentalists. They want a hands-off approach. They don't want us to touch the forest, dead or alive.
Yeah.
Yes. They want overgrowth. They want the dead to stay there. We have the pine beetle epidemic that is destroying our forests. There's just so much there, and they just don't want us to touch it.
Yeah, controlled burns could have stopped a lot of the California forest fires.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, in Colorado, did you guys have an air quality problem because of California forest fires?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We all choke on California smoke.
Yeah, no, I mean, I say this and people laugh. The next governor of Arizona, because Nevada might not, that every day that happens, they should tax California.
Yes, you are exactly right.
Yeah.
And actually, even in our coal mines and some of our other energy producing areas, our coal mines, they will have to shut down operations because of air quality. And it's not our air quality. It's smoke from California.
That's exactly
and they have
right.
to shut down
yes.
their operations.
Well, California's the worst when it comes to forest management, mm-hmm. no controlled burns.
Right.
And it in every single way. And people that live on the eastern coast of the United States don't know about this very
right.
much. Thankfully, in Arizona, for whatever reason, we don't get as much air quality problems in California. There's not as many forest fires in the southern part of the state as there is in the northern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Northern part of the state's really where most of the forest fires are. And so, but Montana just gets hit every other summer with
yes.
huge air quality problems.
Yes.
It's a massive issue. And a lot of, I would say 90% of these fires could be managed.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't for the environmentalists.
Absolutely. Well, and even in Colorado, we're seeing more wildfires in our state than ever before. Last year, we had three of the largest wildfires we've ever had.
What parts of the state?
On the Western Slope, where I represent.
Durango area?
Yes, Durango, Grand Junction,
okay.
Glenwood Springs,
yeah.
all through Steamboat Springs, all in my district.
Is Steamboat considered the Western Slope?
It's on the western part of the state.
So, okay.
Yeah. So I kind of call it the Western Slope because
sure.
I'm from there. But no, it's north.
Yeah.
But it's west of the divide. How about that?
Got it.
Yes. And one day, if I could have my dreams work out just right, maybe right down that continental divide, we could have a Colorado East and a Colorado West.
Oh, yeah. You'd split it in half. Let them hold on to Denver.
That's right.
And you get the rest.
That's right.
Denver and Boulder
yes,
and Aurora
yes,
are theirs.
Take it.
Keep Centennial. You guys can keep Colorado Springs, though. It's actually really nice.
Yes.
Is Colorado Springs still conservative?
Yes, it is. Yes, Colorado Springs is
it changing at all?
So
or?
Jeffco is, Jeffco is kind of
what
leans
do you mean,
blue.
Jefferson County?
Jefferson County is leaning a little blue, but we have El Paso County that's solid red.
Is Colorado Springs in Jefferson County?
El Paso.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So, but
which,
it's
which
all
one's
it's all kind of it's right around there.
Okay.
Right by Colorado Springs. But that's Congressman Doug Glanborn's district, mm-hmm. and he'll be fine. And so
a lot happening in Colorado. They're coming after you, right? Both the Democrats and the rhinos.
Oh, goodness. Yes, they are. Because I'm doing what I said I would do. I'm a mom who's saying, you know, you're not doing this to my children. I'm not sending my children into a socialist nation, and I'm going to do something about it. And it's like they've never encountered someone who is authentically themselves, who is, I am radically me. I am radically Lauren Boebert, and I am not compromising to anyone and the demands that they give. I'm doing everything that I promised mm-hmm. that I would do. And that authenticity is very rare.
How's the restaurant been?
The restaurant's been good. But, you know, I mean, with that, we get, gosh, dozens of death threats.
Oh,
I just had a bomb threat in my restaurant. Yeah, you know, just another Sunday. I mean, a guy left a briefcase. Very suspect. Left a briefcase. Left some hammer and sickle stickers on his table. And the police said, we need to treat this seriously. Shut the entire street down to come in and investigate. It was fine. But I mean, there are real psychos out there. And it kind of makes me grateful that the left doesn't like firearms.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. So let's think more broadly. You think we're going to take back the House? You're
mm-hmm.
comfortable of that?
Yes, but we have to, we can't just expect it. We can't just expect it to be handed over to us. We have to work, and we have to convince the American people that we are actually going to do something with the majority. We can't have a majority like Republicans had in 2016 and 17. That was some of the most frustrating times of my life, sitting back watching Republicans fight our president and do nothing. And so we actually have to accomplish something. We have to make promises that we can actually deliver on. Let them know that we're going to have these investigations when we take back the House. We're
yes.
bringing in Fauci. We're with NIH and all of this. We're bringing in those in charge of Afghanistan and that horrible withdrawal that we saw. We need to make sure that we will secure the southern border, not just leave it on the shoulders of Texas to do, and give education back to the parents.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, absolutely. We need to take a page out of America's governor, Ron DeSantis's book, and say no federal dollars will go to any school that's teaching our children to hate our country and hate someone else because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Or call 800-875-0425, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Do you think from the investigation side that's realistic?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, we even see current leadership saying that we will have these investigations and we will plan
them. Kevin came out with a really good statement.
Yes, he did. And so on day one, we'll have these investigations going. And, you know, I hope to be on the oversight committee and I am going full throttle.
I gave this idea to Matt Gaetz. I got an idea for you. You know, you could just show up at these federal buildings, right?
Yes.
Like, you should show up at the IRS building and demand a meeting.
Yes. I could totally MTG that, you know, just Marjorie Taylor Greene
show up.
Well,
that's the thing, is that enough of the committee stuff where you invite them in, you should go to them.
Just go to them.
Just show up to the IRS building and be like, yeah, I want answers. Or show up to Department of Energy. So how is it that you guys want to get rid of fossil fuels? Or how about Department of Justice targeting moms and dads, National School Board Association, criminalizing them? And so there's a lot of different things happening in Congress. You haven't been there a year.
Right.
Are they trying to loop you into this committee that they have right now?
In the January 6th committee, gosh, it's such a sham committee. It's just another distraction because they don't have any policies that are good to talk about. So they need a distraction to try to continue to create fear in the American people. And of course, they're going to try to bring me into it. They're going to bring anyone who has taken a stand for freedom, who is close with President Trump. They're bringing us all into it. But their committee, Nancy Pelosi made it very clear that this is a partisan committee when she wouldn't allow Jim Jordan and Jim Banks on this committee and replace them with Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. I mean, she politicized it right there and said that this is partisan.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, the committee is incredibly, the questions around them editing the text messages, right?
Right.
Have we ever seen anything like this before?
No. It's they could do whatever they want, and they do it, and they do it without shame. You know, one thing that is reassuring, when we take back the House, this committee doesn't exist anymore. So this is something that has to be reformed by the majority.
Yeah, every 2 years.
Yes. So that's one good thing. When we take back the House, this committee's done.
So talk about the exact issues you think that are resonating with your voters, the moms and dads type issues. What is really doing well in kind of local politics in Colorado?
I think the number one issue that I hear about is the southern border, the invasion that's taking place of our country. And in Colorado, that matters because our governor, Polis, has a dear leader. He has he's designated us a sanctuary state. And we even have a Department of New Americans in Colorado.
What? Come on. What is that?
Yes. So actually, interesting you ask.
Is that DNA?
Yes, DNA. Yeah, so, right. Look at that. Look at that.
Me.
So at the top of the page on the government website, it says, what is a new American? Well, a new American's a Coloradan, refugee, asylee, DACA recipient, SIV
what?
Holder.
Are you kidding me?
All other forms of immigrants seeking safety, opportunity, and reunification of family. Chain migration. The state legislature just this past session enhanced benefits for illegal aliens. Now, listen, I haven't seen any beefed up benefits or opportunities for the Americans who have been punished by this Fauci-funded Chinese virus. The businesses that have been shut down, our kids that have been masked and bound in schools, kept out of schools, the people who are losing their jobs because of an unconstitutional medical mandate. So the border crisis, this invasion, absolutely resonates with the people back home.
Department of New Americans?
Yes.
DNA?
Yes.
So what do they do?
They make sure they get the benefits that they need. They get the opportunities that they need. They get the reunification of family,
really
the chain migration. Is this
really popular in parts of Denver? I guess it is, right?
You know, there is a class of people who feel like this is their charitable donation, that this is their charitable work. Because they pay taxes and that's their contribution to society. You know, conservatives, we would rather have more of our own and be charitable where we see fit. Mm-hmm. We would like to give to our churches. We would like to do more with the school, sponsor a team. But Democrats want, no, you just take care of it. Just create a new department for the T-balls, for the T-balls team. And yes. So this really hits home with people. And I think next in line in Colorado, especially, is the energy crisis. We were energy independent. Colorado is rich in resources. I sit on the Natural Resource Committee because this was a priority for my district. And now we've lost that. We are begging OPEC to produce more oil instead of relying on the American roughneck. Everything that we're doing, we're outsourcing our energy development to our enemies. And we're shutting down our coal-fired energy plants in Colorado while China's building 200 of them. We have 40,000 children mining with their bare hands for cobalt in the Congo while we buy solar panels from China. This is ridiculous. So the energy crisis is definitely number two in Colorado, especially because people can see it coming out of their checkbooks.
Yeah. And not to mention the war on fracking, the war on the exploring of oil. Do you think it's intentional?
Of course. It's to weaken us. This is a national security threat to have us weak on energy. And it's because the Democrat Party is bought and owned by China. And working with them, I see how envious they are of the Chinese Communist Party. They want to be them so badly. It is amazing the lengths they will go to defend them and their policies and to give them more of what we can be doing.
You think Democrats in D.C. want to be the CCP?
Of course they do. Look at everything that they're doing. Yes. Emphatically.
I agree. It's nice to hear a congressperson say that. By the way, you have to split the tie. Is it congressman or congresswoman?
Ah, come on now. I don't care. So we are the party of gender. Okay.
I agree. It's congresswoman. Agree.
So we're the party of gender. So congresswoman, but it's also a misnomer. Like there's no title of congresswoman. It's congressman. It's gender neutral. So I don't think
it always feels weird to call a woman a man.
Maybe it's gender fluid.
I know. It's like you have to, it's like, no, I think it's,
that's fine.
I mean, it's,
I don't like congressperson. I cannot stand that.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I can't stand it.
I don't know who does that. No.
No.
Congresswoman.
Yes.
I think makes a lot of sense.
I'll take it.
It's kind of funny because the left used to want to do that. It seems they've gotten away from that.
Yes.
Because they want to do, I don't know, Congress being or something like that. You have to go speak shortly. What are you going to say?
On the greatest stage. Oh, Charlie, it's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I did have to go and test your ramp. I was a little scared that
I was
going to.
Is that
right? Yes, I went.
Wait, are you coming down the ramp side?
I'm coming down the ramp.
Oh.
Yes. Like, well, it's right in the center.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well,
and so,
there's stairs too on the side, but
okay.
Yeah. We got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
We got,
gosh, I guess there's more to it than
there
I know.
Is.
But I thought I was going to be like Trump. Remember how they made fun of President Trump
yep.
on the ramp?
Yeah. No, I think you'll be okay. You wearing heels?
I am.
Okay, then you got to just walk through it. It is the greatest stage in the history of the conservative
it's
movement.
Amazing.
And the AV and all of that. What are you going to share with our students?
You know, I want to encourage them. That's what this is about. This isn't about, hey, everybody, look what I did. Ain't I something? No, this is about you and your family and your children and your children's children, the future of our country. What are you doing with what's in your hand? What are you doing with what you already know, the revelations that you already have, the knowledge that you already have? What are you going to apply that to? And how is that going to benefit our country? So I want to make sure that I am encouraging everyone in that audience to stay involved and get more involved.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Congresswoman.
Congresswoman. Glory.
Lauren Boebert.
Thanks,
have a great
Charlie.
Time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.